The war in Ukraine has not gone as expected. Kyiv was meant to fall to Russian invaders in a matter of days. 3 months after missiles, shells, and paratroopers began landing in and around the capital, Ukraine is putting the spoils of war on display. Morale and anger at Russia are now so high, Ukrainians say the only acceptable victory will be taking everything back, occupied territories in the east, even Crimea.
Yes, I believe the return of our territories is possible, and I think we should not stop. I believe there should not be any negotiations about returning to the same borders we had before the start of this war. No, we should get our cities and Crimea back. This is our sovereign country, and we should defend it. There should not be any negotiations with the enemy.
Of course, I believe, full stop. I hope that it will be this way. The truth is on our side. We are defending our land. We really want and hope for this to happen.
Yes, Ukraine needs weapons, and our army will do everything, and we will win. I'm sure we will get victory, and yes, we will win.
There was less optimism when all-out war came to Ukraine on February 24th. Russian President Vladimir Putin's so-called special military operation was the biggest assault on a European state since World War II. The UN estimates at least 14 million people have been displaced so far, at least 6 million to neighboring countries. When missiles hit a Ukrainian army base in Yavoriv near the border with NATO member Poland, it was the furthest Russian attack in the west of the country. The siege of Mariupol, so violent, it wiped the city off the map, leaving little doubt as to how far Russia was willing to go to achieve its aims. Unable to penetrate Ukrainian defenses around the capital, Russia's withdrawal from Bucha revealed civilian killings that Ukraine described as war crimes. A dramatic victory for Ukrainians, the sinking of Russia's lead warship in the Black Sea. Russia blamed an onboard ammunition explosion. Ukrainians claimed it was a missile strike. The invasion did change the map, but not perhaps as Putin had hoped. Finland and Sweden applying to join NATO stands to more than double the alliance's border with Russia. Just weeks ago, Independence Square was under lockdown and covered in snow. Now people line up to buy stamps commemorating a moment in the early days of the war, when Ukraine, in no uncertain terms, told Russia to leave its territory.
I hope that it's a good sign that we can win in this war and we can survive. So for me, it's a sign that we have a chance for a good future.
And you have a message for Russia and Russian leaders? Do you have a message for Putin?
Only bad words. I'm sorry. I can't say anything more, so I can't say.
Things look very different in the Ukrainian capital today. Diplomatic missions are reopening. People are returning, and Ukrainians seem far more optimistic, albeit cautiously, than they did at the beginning of this war.
But the war is not over. Russian forces are escalating offensives in Ukraine's east, remobilizing forces to battlefields in the south. All indications are conflict with Russia is the new normal. And as long as Russia controls the skies over their country, nowhere in Ukraine is completely safe. Theirs is a future that remains uncertain.
Well, let's now speak to Zane. He joins us from Kyiv. Zane, I see we've also had even more strong rhetoric from President Zelensky.
That's exactly right. Well, I'll start with a senior security official who spoke to our team on background, was telling us that there is ongoing activity in the east. That is where the conflict is flaring up most at this point in time. But military strategists for the Ukrainians are looking at activities in the south, in the coastal areas, at ports, protecting Odessa, trying to take back terrain that they've lost in the south. They say that is where Ukraine's battles will be won or lost when it comes to pushing back against the Russians, and that is what is key at the moment. But he said all of that amounts to the fact that this will continue to be a long, drawn-out conflict. President Volodymyr Zelensky, in his most recent statements, really echoed remarks of his military leadership, saying announcing another tragic incident nowhere near the east or the south. This took place in a place called Desna in the Chernihiv region, north of Kyiv, close to the Belarusian border. Last week, there was a missile strike, and only just yesterday did rescue workers complete their digging of the rubble of a building that was destroyed. 87 people, he said, were killed in that attack. He announced also that there had been 1,400-plus missile strikes. Thousands of missiles have been dropped, at least as many aerial bombardments by Russian helicopters and planes. And he says they primarily target civilian infrastructure. He also said there was a bloodbath happening in the east. What's happening in the Donbas region is some of the worst military atrocities committed against Ukraine by Russia. And he basically said that Russia is razing to the ground the very same areas that they pledged to liberate when they started this conflict. Now, Ukraine's foreign minister, meeting his U.S. counterparts, shortly after that, he announced that there will be more heavy U.S. weaponry heading into Ukraine to try to change the narrative in the Donbas region. That could include what we've heard of, reports of potentially 90 U.S. howitzers making their way to the fight. And that is something that could certainly change the tide of this war in Ukraine's favor, especially in the east of the country.
Zain Bezravi there on the ground for us in Kyiv. Thanks so much, Zain. Well, let's now also